要跟大家谈到两个跟教会真理很有关系的题目。
There's two topics I'd like to share with you today.
第一个是讲到教会跟我跟教会之间的关系。
The first is the relationship between the church and I.
那么第二是讲到教会的这个团体跟 parachurch organization 的关系，就是超宗派以及宗派的关系。
The second topic I'd like to share with you is the relationship between the church and the parachurch organization.
那么这两个题目呢，跟三个很重要的题目有关系。
These two topics is very interrelated with three other topics that I'd like to share.
那么这三个题目是非常实际的。
The three other topics are very practical.
第一个是常常我们听见人家问这样问题：我已经信了耶稣，为什么一定要加入有形的教会？
The first question is, now that I've believed in Jesus Christ, why do I have to attend church, or why do I have to belong to a church?
我再重复一遍，我已经信了耶稣，我为什么要参加有形的教会？
Why is it that after being a Christian, why do I have to belong to a church?
尤其是现在大众传播的工具非常的发达，你不要去礼拜堂，礼拜堂可以带到你的客厅，因为你打开电视就会做礼拜。
Especially in this time and age, we can see that you don't even have to go to church. You just open the TV and there's church services right there in your living room.
所以在这个最现代的这个时代，有一个圣经上没有的名词非常的流行，叫做电子教会。
Therefore, there's a popular name called electronic church.
那么就是说你在家里面打开电视就可以做礼拜敬拜神。
All you have to do is turn on the TV set and you can even worship God.
李牧师，你昨天讲地上的教会是人的组织。
Reverend Lee, you just said that the local church is an establishment of man.
当你多参与的时候，你就开始会闻到教会的臭味。
The more you entertain or the more you enter into the church, you can realize the bad aspects.
你多参与的时候，就能够看见教会里面一些丑陋。
The more you attend church services, the more you participate in the activities, you can really see the bad side of human beings.
那这样我何必参加教会？我就在家里面单独的做基督徒就够。
Why should I go to church then? I should just be able to stay at home.
所以这是一个很重要的一个问题，每一个基督徒都要面对，都要解决。
And this is one of the things that we as Christians have to face.
那第二个问题。
The second question is.
我已经有查经班的活动，为什么还要加入一个教会
？Why should I participate in church when I already have enough activities in the Bible study groups.
我在教会，我在查经班，我在传记，已经有许许多多的服事，我为什么还要再参加礼拜天早上的礼拜？
I've got so many services in the Bible study and the fellowship. Why should I go to worship on Sunday mornings?
所以换句话说，查经班跟教会的关系到底怎么样？我们必须有一个很清楚的认识。
We have to clearly know and to understand the relationship between the Bible study group and the church.
那第三个连带的问题。
The third interrelated question is.
我到礼拜堂去做礼拜，听到就够了。我为什么要参与服事
？Why do I have to serve God? All I have to do is just to worship God on Sunday. That's all I have to do.
我到礼拜堂来听一篇道，我听完道我就离开了。我跟弟兄姊妹毫无瓜葛，毫无关系就够了。何必要参与在那些复杂的是非圈里面？
All I have to do is come to worship God on Sunday. I don't have to, you know, intermingle with other brothers and sisters.
昨天分给各位的我在去年所写的那篇文章。
Yesterday I passed around the material that I've prepared for the workshop for Urbana.
那么那一个文章跟我第二个问题有一点关系。
That article is very interrelated with my second question.
那篇文章主要的重点是从查经班的角度来看，到底查经班的功用、查经班的前途，北美洲的。
That article talks about the importance or the function of the Bible study group in North America.
那么在那里提到跟教会的关系，所以那篇文章是以查经班为主，是牵涉到跟教会的关系。
It's basically focused on the Bible study, and it also talks about the interrelation between the Bible study group and the church.
那么今天我们所谈的是以教会为主看查经班。
Today I'd like to focus on the church and what the church can do for the Bible study.
前半段我想跟大家可能多谈一点理论的事情。
The first half I'd like to talk to you about principles.
我有一个表要分给各位。
I'd like to pass around a sheet.
我希望这个够，因为这是油印的，大概有四十几份。
I hope there's enough to go around. There's like 40 copies.
这里有很多的圣经节呢，我想我就不细去读它。
I won't go into details on the verses.
这个表是这些年来我在读经的时候的一个归纳。
This is just an outline for my Bible study.
我们知道 圣经本身不是一个系统神学的教科书。
We know that the Bible is not a very systematic theological book.
但是我们要读经的时候，我们求主给我们智慧，给我们操练，给我们一些装备，知道怎么样把圣经能够组织成比较有系统的信仰的体系。
But when we study the Bible, we have to ask God to give us wisdom and understanding to really systematically read the Bible.
那么这个表呢，就是这些年来我自己读经以后，把多年来的困惑把它整理出来的一个结论。
This is just an outline of all my experiences concerning how to read the Bible.
我们在这里每一个，我相信大多数都是信耶稣的人。
I believe that most of you here have already accepted Christ.
那么到底信耶稣是什么意思？
What does it mean to believe in Jesus
Christ? 那么信耶稣跟得救又有什么关系？
What's the relationship between believing Jesus Christ and salvation?
And being saved, okay. 那么有的时候我们又听见人家讲说要重生，那重生跟得救又有什么关系？
What's the relationship between being reborn and being saved.
有的时候说相信耶稣，有的时候接受耶稣，那这两个又有什么不同？
What's the difference between believing Jesus Christ and accepting Him?
那么什么叫相信，什么又要悔改？那么这两个关系又是什么？
What's the difference between believing and to confess our sins?
所以有许多这一类的事情，我经过了多年的这个整理以后，我把它整理出这样的一个表。
And I've come up with this conclusion with this outline.
Okay, 在讲这个表以前，是不是后面都拿到？没有的举手好不好？哇哇哇！对不起，请你们。
Can you pass it back?
夫妇的在一起，姐妹的在一起，如果从一个教会来的，就少拿一份这样。在还没有讲这个表以前，我还是先稍微谈一点，为什么人得救以后要加入有形的教会的一个 general 的 point of view。
I'd like to give you a general point of view of why people have to or Christians have to attend church。
第一，我们要知道神永恒的计划是包括一个人参加在一个 local church。
We know that in the eternal plan of God, He wants each one of us to participate in a local church.
得救是个人的事情。
Salvation is a personal thing.
但是在神的整个心意当中，神看是团体，不是看个人。
But in the eternal plan of God, He looks at us not as individuals, but as a congregation.
从旧约一直到新约，我们看见这一条线非常的强烈，在神的启示的当中。
We know that this revelation is from the Old Testament and even into the New Testament.
神在地上只看见两个大的集团或者两个人。
On earth, God sees people as two.
那么我想没有关系，大家就可以看到，我只是稍微画一画。这个叫做亚当 ，Adam。
The first picture is Adam。
这个也叫亚当，圣经叫末后的亚当，就是耶稣基督。
And this, the second one is called the later Adam or Jesus Christ。
神把全世界的人就分成这两类，一个在这里，一个在这里。
Jesus Christ divides the people into two parts。
所以神看你呢，不是在这里看你，就是在这里看你。
If God sees you in one, it's either in one or the other.
所以神看的是团体的来看，不是个体的来看。
So God sees us as a congregation.
那么我们的个体在什么时候被神看见？
When are we seen by God?
就当一个人从这里进入这个另外一个团体的时候。
When we enter from one to the other.
这是个别的进入。
These are all individual.
所以我们说一个人在一个家庭里面。
For example, everybody is in a family.
他父亲是长老。
The father is the deacon.
他父亲是一个牧师。
The father is a pastor.
那么这个儿子呢，不是说因为他父亲是个长老，是一个牧师，所以他当然父亲在哪里，所以他就跟到哪里去，不是。
That does not signify that the son can always enter into wherever his father goes.
所以在他的得救的经验上是个别的。
So we know that the salvation is a personal thing.
在他还没有得救以前，是在这个团体。
Before he was saved, he is in this part.
他在得救以后是在这个团体。
After he is saved, he goes and enters
into the other part. 所以神看是看整个的团体，不是看一个的人。
So he sees us as a congregation, not as an individual.
但是这个团体的转换的地方呢，是个人一个人过去。
But from the transition from one to the other is an individual basis.
我希望大家了解这个。
I hope that you'll be able to understand this.
今天有的人把个体扩大。
At this time, some people have expanded the congregation.
所以太过分的强调一个 individualism， 太过分强调 individual 个人。
They've emphasized on the individualism.
得救是对的。
Salvation is true.
但是讲到教会的生活，这是错的。
When we talk about church life, they have a wrong misconception.
因为神看你不是在老亚当的里面，就是在末后的亚当耶稣基督的里面。
Because God does not see us in the old Adam, but He sees us in the new Adam.
这是整个神的救赎计划的一个安排，是这样的。
This is in the whole eternal plan of God.
从旧约圣经一直到现在都是如此。
It's always the same from the Old Testament even till now.
我们举一个很简单的例子。
For example,
以色列人进到迦南地以后。
When the Israelites entered in the land of Canaan,
他们先打一个仗，是耶利哥城。
The first war was against Jericho.
第二个城是爱城。
The second one is the city of Ai.
那么爱城失败。
They were defeated in the city of Ai.
因为在六十多万的以色列人里面，有一个人，他的名字叫亚干，犯了罪。
Because among the 600,000 men, there was one person that had committed a sin.
我们看一下约书亚记第七章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 7.
我们看约书亚记第七章第十节，那里神怎么说话。
Joshua 7:10.
那个时候他们失败了以后呢，约书亚就很难过，再跪下来祷告。
After they were defeated, they knelt down and prayed. Joshua knelt down and prayed.
你看第十节神怎么说。
In chapter 7 verse 10, what does God say?
耶和华吩咐约书亚说，起来。
The Lord said to Joshua, arise.
请注意哈，有的时候我们用祷告来逃避面对神，这很有意思。
It's very interesting to know that a lot of times we pray to God in trying to avoid him.
我们真的关起房子来进到内屋里面祷告，其实是逃避我们的责任。
When we go into the inner chamber to pray, there are a lot of times when we try to escape.
约书亚在那里祷告。
Joshua was praying.
神说不要祷告了，起来。
Jesus, God told him, don't pray, arise.
因为那个时候不是祷告的时候。
Because at that time, it's not a time of prayer.
因为那个时候是对付罪的时候。
Because at that time, he had to deal with sin.
你们懂我的意思吗？
I hope that you understand my meaning.
就是说很多时候我们该诉诸行动来对付自己，在长进的时候，我们用祷告来逃避。
There are a lot of times we use prayer as an excuse when we really have to deal with our own sins.
举一个过去十几年来我看的一个例子。
I'd like to give you an example.
今天晚上要开布道会。
Like today we're going to have evangelistic meeting.
七点半开始聚会。
We start at 7:30.
我们有几个同工说，哎，祷告很重要。
There's a few coworkers that believe that prayer is very important.
他说我们有一个晚上吃晚饭的时候，我们有个禁食的祷告。
They say let's have a fast and prayer time.
所以从六点半一直祷告到七点半到聚会开始。
They pray from 6:30 to 7:30.
对不对呢？
Is it right or wrong?
他们的心实在是很迫切。
Their heart is very sincere.
但是我们要小心。
But we have to be very careful.
有的时候我们用这样的祷告来推卸我们的责任。
There are a lot of times we use this kind of prayer to escape our responsibilities.
那天晚上是布道会。
That night is evangelistic meeting.
也许我们应该打个电话，也许我们应该开车去接我们的同学、我们的同事、我们的朋友、我们的亲戚来聚会。
We should be calling friends and relatives to come.
有的时候是行动的时候，不是祷告的时候。
There are times for action and times for prayer.
我不是说他不要祷告。
I'm not saying that they shouldn't pray.
你在行动的时候，你应该带着祷告的心去行动。
When you go and do something, you should use a prayerful attitude.
约书亚在这里祷告是好的，是对的，他态度也是正确。
We know that Joshua's prayer is and his attitude was right.
但是那个时候，神要他起来对付罪。
But then the time was wrong.
你要带着祷告的心对付罪，但是你不要一直在跪在那里祷告。
He should have dealt with sin prayerfully.
所以神叫他起来。
So God told him to rise.
他就问他，你为何这样俯伏在地？你看见神问他，你干嘛这个样子？
And God asked him, why have you fallen thus upon your face?
特别注意十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
怎么说呢？
What does it say?
你们六十万人里面有一个坏蛋，亚干犯了罪。
Israel has sinned among the 600,000. One person has sinned.
这个人是害群之马。这是里面的 black sheep.
He's a black sheep of the fold.
他糟糕，你把他抓出来，用石头把他打死。
You should stone him to death.
神不是这样说。
God did not say him.
神怎么说呢？
What did he say?
以色列人犯罪。
Israel has sinned.
哇，你说神实在不公平。
You can say that he's not fair.
亚干犯罪，你说以色列人犯罪，你把一个人嫁祸给所有的人，这个神不公道的事。
You know, just because Adam sinned, the whole world has sinned. It's unfair.
你知道为什么？
Why?
因为在神的眼光之中，神看团体，神不是看个人。
Because in the eyes of God, He does not see us as an individual, but as a congregation.
当然，后面对付罪的时候是对付他的个人，没有错。
But then when you deal with sin, He deals with individuals.
但神看是看整体。
But then when God sees us, He sees us as a congregation.
你到底在哪里？
Where are you?
你在亚当那里呢？你还是在基督里面？
Are you in Adam or are you in Christ?
这是神永恒计划里面不可改变的一个真理。
This is a principle that cannot be changed in the eternal plan.
那么第二呢，跟这个跟刚才有关系的，因为第一是神永恒的计划。
First of all, it's the eternal plan of God.
第二，神看人是透过基督来看人。
Secondly, God sees us through Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天要属于基督。
So we have to belong to Jesus.
我们进入教会的里面。
We have to enter the church.
所以保罗在大马色路上看见这个耶稣基督的时候。
So when Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus,
他听见耶稣跟他说一句话。
He heard Jesus say to him,
扫罗，扫罗。
Saul, Saul.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
保罗对保罗来讲。
For Paul.
他要跟神吵架。
He was fighting with God.
他说我从来没有逼迫过基督。
I've never persecuted Christ.
但是耶稣说你逼迫我，因为你逼迫基督徒就是逼迫我。
But Jesus answered him and said, "You've persecuted me because you've persecuted the Christians."
因为基督徒和基督是不可分。
Because you cannot separate Christians and Jesus.
所以保罗后来在写他的书信的时候
，So when Paul was writing his letters,
非常重视一个 phrase 一个真理，就是在基督里 in Christ.
So he emphasized one phrase over and over, and that's in Christ.
第三点
，Thirdly,
主的荣耀今天是在教会里面。
The glory of God is in the church.
我们知道教会不完全。
We know that the church is incomplete.
但是主的心意一直在教会。
But we know that His heart is in the church.
主的审判要从教会起手。刚才唐牧师已经介绍了，已经解释了。
Just as Reverend Tan said, the judgment will start with the household of God.
因为他爱我们，所以他管教我们。
Because He loves us, He disciplines us.
正如我们爱我们的儿女，我们管教我们儿女一样。
Just as we discipline our own children.
第四，为什么今天得救的人要加入有形的教会呢？
Firstly, why does Christians have to enter into church?
因为马太福音二十八章告诉我们，主最后的命令特别强调这个教会的真理。
In Matthew 8,
Jesus 38,
it gives us a great commission.
马太福音里面只有两处讲到教会这个名词。
In the book of Matthew, the word church has been mentioned just twice.
但是在四福音里面，教会的思想、教会的观念是一直是贯穿在这几本福音书的里面。
But the word of church or the meaning of church has been continuously being exposed within the four gospels.
我曾经讲过一篇信息，叫做《教会的蓝图》the blueprint of the church.
I've given a message before concerning the blueprint of the church.
那么这个题目是根据哪一节圣经呢？就根据马太福音二十八章。
And that's basically on Matthew chapter 28.
Okay, 现在我们看一下这张纸头。
Let's look at this paper.
神的救恩分成两方面。
The plan of the salvation of God can be divided into two parts.
虽然分成两方面，但是是一件事情。
It's divided into two, but it's basically one.
一个是消极的，一个是积极的。一个是 negative, 一个是 positive.
Oh, one is negative and the other is positive.
我希望今天大家看这张表的时候，自己检讨一下，反省一下。
As you look at this paper, I hope that you can examine yourselves.
我觉得今天有很多教会里面的问题，是因为教会的成员对得救的事情本身就没有搞清楚。
The cause of all the problems in the church is basically because the congregation does not know the true meaning of salvation.
不能怪弟兄姊妹，实在说应该怪讲台，对不对？
I cannot really blame the brothers and sisters. You should blame the person at the pulpit.
因为神的仆人也许没有好好的把该讲清楚的道理讲得清楚。
Maybe the servant of God did not clearly explain the will of God or explain the word of God.
有的时候多少会有一点偏差。
There's always some biases.
我希望我们今天看这个的时候，我们先不想别人，我们先想我们自己。我们在这一个过程当中，我们的经历是不是真实，是不是完全？
Let us examine ourselves and don't criticize others, but let us examine ourselves and see if our experience of salvation is true.
让我再说一遍，这个得救的事情虽然分两方面的功用，但是是一件事情。
Although the plan of salvation can be divided into two, but it's basically one.
在消极方面我们叫做得救，在积极方面我们叫做重生。
Negatively, we can say that it's to be saved, and positively, it's to be reborn.
因为得救一定是从什么地方得救出来，这才叫得救。所以我是指说消极的那一方面。
I can say that salvation is on the negative side because you have to be saved from something.
今天我们讲在教会里面讲得救的事情，我说的偏差是这样。
My bias concerning the salvation is like this.
有人用这样的比方。
Some people use this kind of example.
所以一个人在需要的里面，好像一个人落在一个急流，在那里再浮再沉一样。
It's like somebody who has a necessity. He or she is just going up and down.
所以我们要出去 ，my task 是要拯救他从这个危险里面出来。
So my task is to try to save him or her.
所以呢，我或者是丢一个绳子，我或者丢一个救生圈，甚至我或者自己跳下去。我很会游泳，我把他从水里面拉上来。
Maybe I could just throw a life-saving equipment, or I can even go and swim and save him.
把他拉上岸。
Just bring him inside.
得救了没有？
Is he saved?
得救没有？
Is he saved?
他本来在那里危险。
He was in a time of danger.
现在他在哪里？
Where is he?
在岸上。
He's on shore.
得救了没有？
Is he saved?
得救了，对不对？
Yes, he's saved.
所以我们今天就这样讲。
So that's how we'll say it.
就是开布道会的时候。
So when we have evangelistic meeting,
就叫人家耶稣爱你。
We tell people God loves you.
你现在在罪恶当中。
You are in sin.
你赶快出来。
You should come out.
你信耶稣。
You believe in Christ.
他是你的救主。
He's your savior.
他流宝血。
He has his cleansing power.
为你死。
He died for you.
你赶快脱离苦海。
You should just get out of the dark sea.
受感动。
He was moved.
因为圣灵工作。
Because the Holy Spirit works.
有没有要信耶稣？
Does anybody want to believe in Christ?
看见了，神祝福你。
God bless you.
后来他就相信。
So he believes you.
他就到前面来。
He comes to the front.
你就为他祷告。
You pray for him.
得救了。
He's saved.
你换了衣服。
You change your clothes.
那你就走了。
And you leave.
因为他得救。
Because he's saved.
等你走了不到三分钟。
After 3 minutes after you leave.
他又跳到河里去了。
He jumps back into the sea again.
你知道为什么吗？
Why?
因为你没有解决他真正的问题。
Because you have not solved his real problem.
他原来为什么会下去，你知道吗？
Why is it that he wants to go
into the sea? 因为他失恋嘛。因为他失去了他的爱人。
Because of his lost love.
受了刺激。
He's depressed.
所以他跳水自杀。
So he wanted to commit suicide.
你把他从里面救起来。
You saved him.
你没有解决他根本的问题。
You have not really solved his problem.
因为他上岸以后。
Because he was heartbroken.
表面上看，他是从危险的水里面到安全的岸上。
Superficially, you can say that he's on shore.
但是他里面的问题的症结没有真正解决。
But then you have not solved the root of his problem.
你没有给他能力继续在陆地上往前走，而不往下面跳。
You have not given him the power to go forward.
你们现在懂我的意思
？I hope that you understand.
今天我们传福音的时候
，When we preach the gospel,
不是他点一个头
，Not only do you want him to just make him nod his head.
不是他跟你做一个祷告
，Not that he should pray with you.
而已。
Moreover,
你除了让他接受耶稣是救主
，besides having him accept Jesus Christ as
his savior, 你要让他认识耶稣基督的 lordship， 他的主权。
You have to make him understand and to realize the lordship of Jesus Christ.
你们现在懂这个表的意思
？I hope you understand the meaning of this.
这是两方面。
This is two aspects.
上面是消极的，就是刚才我们讲了半天。
The first one is a negative aspect.
因为 being saved from 一些东西。
Because you have to be saved from something.
那么这里有四个从圣经里面归纳出来拯救脱离的一些东西和范围。
These are the objects from which we have been saved.
这个你们回去自己研究，我没有时间详细讲这四点。From sin, from curse of the law, from the body of flesh, from the world. 我今天没有时间讲这四点。
I don't have enough time to talk about these four aspects.
那么是借助什么使我们能够得救呢？
By what are we being saved?
By the atoning work of Jesus Christ.就是借着耶稣受死的担罪之功。
Okay, by the atoning work of Jesus Christ.
那么这个受死之功呢，是一个代替的功用 ，substitute， 代替的功用。
The atoning work is a substituting work.
所以在消极方面又分成两条线。
So in this negative side, we can divide it into two lines.
一个是耶稣所做的。
One is what Jesus Christ has done.
一个是我们的反应。
The other is our response.
今天我听唐牧师讲一句话很的帮助。
There was one word that really helped me.
他说我们要 responsive.
We have to be responsive.
我们也要 responsible.
But we have to be also responsible.
是今天他讲的一开始讲的两句很深印象在我里面的话。
So these two words have really imprinted me.
我们要怎么样 responsive? 我们怎么样 respond? 神 接受耶稣所做的工。
How should we be responsive towards the work that's been done by Jesus Christ?
我们要认罪，要悔改。
We have to confess our sins.
我们要有一个决心，一个态度，一个行动，愿意脱离过去缠绕我们的这个东西。
We have to be willing to leave what's been hindering us.
当你要认罪悔改，一定有个认罪悔改的对象。
When you confess your sins, you have to have an object.
所以你要接受耶稣做救主。
So you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
这是上面一条线。
That's the top line.
下面一条线，基督教讲到成为基督徒的积极的一面是什么呢？就 positive side of becoming a Christian.
What's the positive side of being a Christian?
就是重生。
Is to be being reborn.
这重生是积极的意义。
Being reborn is a very positive aspect.
因为 save from, born into 一个正面的东西。
Because you have been saved from and born into.
要进入哪里呢？进入 the kingdom of God, the family of God, 神的国和神的家。
You enter into the kingdom of God and the family of God.
借助什么呢？借助圣灵重生的功，也借助主耶稣从死里复活的大能。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of resurrection.
所以上面是讲耶稣基督的十字架。
On the top, it talks about the cross of Jesus Christ.
下面是讲耶稣基督的复活。
On the bottom, it talks about the resurrection of the Lord.
所以今天我们传福音的时候，单单讲耶稣十字架是不够的。
So when we preach the gospel, just talking about the cross of Jesus Christ is not enough.
正如我们单单讲耶稣是救主是不够的一样。
Just as saying that Jesus Christ is our Savior is not enough.
最近这几年来，我非常注意听 Billy Graham 的布道。
Recently, I've very focused a lot on the crusade of Billy Graham.
特别是1976年他到台湾的时候。
Especially in 1966 when he went into Taiwan.
1976. 10月底, 11月初，他在台湾有几天的布道会。
He had a couple of days meeting at the end of October and early November.
我参加了两天。
I attended
2 days. 我就没有办法到会场去参加，因为我那个时候就病。
I was sick, so I couldn't continue on.
病了两个月 ，hepatitis， 在家里面住了两个月。
I stayed home for two months because of hepatitis.
那么后面几天呢，我在电视里面注意听 Billy Graham 的讲道。
The last 2 days, I heard his crusade through the TV.
我发现每天晚上他都非常强调一件事情，我很受感动。
Every night he focused and emphasized on one thing.
他劝人家信耶稣。
He encouraged everybody to believe in Jesus Christ.
不像以前，不像其他的人。
He was different from other people.
只讲那个很五彩缤纷或者是多彩多姿的那一面。哎呀，信耶稣上天堂，哎呀，美得很。
You know, he's not just talking about the beautiful side of, you know, being a Christian, you go into heaven and things like that.
每天晚上的信息，他到最后都提一件事情。他说，你们今天要不要接受耶稣？要不要为耶稣背十字架的，到前面来。
Every night he asked, do you want to believe in Jesus Christ? Do you want to bear the same cross that Jesus Christ bore for you?
你今天是不是要接受耶稣做你的救主？你是不是愿意把你的生命 commit 在这一位生命的主面前？以这样的人到前面来。
Would you like to commit your life to Jesus Christ? And for those people, please come up front.
我心里实在很受感动。
I was just really moved.
他把那个信耶稣的好处，也把信耶稣付代价的那一面都告诉这些要决志信主的人。
He's expanded upon the advantages of believing in Jesus Christ, but yes, also the other aspect of bearing the cross for him.
对我们传福音的人有一个很大的试探。
That gives us a great challenge to those people who preach
God. No, a temptation. Challenge. 就是数目字 statistics 统计。
That's the statistics.
我今天如果在这里领布道会。
Suppose today I was leading an evangelist meeting.
大会的同工告诉我。
The coworker tells me.
他说李牧师今天有16个人还没有信耶稣。
The chairman tells me 16 people haven't believed in Christ.
所以我就布道。
So I give an evangelist.
我就对着那16个人拼命讲道。
I preach to those 16 people.
然后我就最后有一个 invitation.
Then lastly I give an invitation.
然后我就拼命等。
So I wait.
最后发现16个人都举手。
And 16 people accepted.
我高兴得不得了。
I'm really happy.
因为我今天的工作是100%的成绩。
Because it's 100% successful today.
为了达到这个目的。
For this motive or for this goal.
有的时候。
There are times.
我们这些做牧师做传道的人。
Those preachers.
会降低标准。
We lower our standards.
不是我们的标准，降低神的标准。
We lower God's standards.
然后我们近乎哀求的请人来信耶稣。
We just beg and to entice them to believe in Jesus Christ.
你看圣经不是这样。
The Bible is not like that.
彼得讲完道。
When Peter preached,
他就走了。
He just leaves.
哇，这些人跟着他。
And everybody just follows him.
他们说我们心里面觉得杂心。我们心里面觉得杂心，觉得心里面很受责备。
We feel very regretful.
我们当怎么样行才能够得救？
What can we do to make them believe?
彼得说你要悔改认罪，回到神的面前。
Peter just tells them to repent.
也许我刚才这样讲有一点过分。
Maybe it's a little extreme.
但是我希望大家能够 catch 到这个意思是什么。
But I hope that you can understand my meaning.
今天因为许多的讲台没有好好的把主的福音传得周到，结果呢，教会里面的成员就出了很多的问题。
Maybe when we preach to the pulpit, we do not give a very complete picture of salvation. Therefore, a lot of people have a misconception concerning salvation.
我们重生这一方面讲的不是够彻底。
Maybe it's not complete when we talk about being reborn.
关于耶稣基督的主权，我们讲的太少。
We talk too little about the lordship of Jesus Christ.
然后这两条线集中在后面，就是进到教会的生活。
These two lines are just focused back together into the life, the church life.
那么对教会生活呢，我把它分成四部分，是根据马太福音二十八章所分的。
The church life can be divided into four aspects according to Matthew chapter 28.
Worship, 敬拜。
Worship.
团契。
Fellowship.
教导。
Teaching.
宣道。
And mission.
这个宣道包括一个很重要的东西。
Mission includes a very important aspect.
这个宣道包括今天对社会的服务。
Mission also consists about
service,
yeah. Our service towards society.
这个今天也许这三天我们没有太多时间谈这一方面。
Maybe within the 3 days we don't have too much time to talk about this aspect.
但是这个今天很多人讲到传福音的时候，常常忽略了这个比较具体实际的这一方面。
But then a lot of times when we talk about preaching the gospel, we neglect this very practical aspect.
所以今天你得救了以后
so today after you are saved,
一个真正得救的人
those that are really saved,
他照着神的计划
he goes according to the plan of God,
他最后必然进到一个有形的教会
he enters into a church,
跟众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深
to come to understand how deep and high the love of God is.
昨天早上我们讲过
Yesterday morning,
教会观念有两种
But there's two perspectives
在圣经里面给我们看一种是无形的一种是有形的
It talks about the universal and the local
OK 一个是宇宙性的一个是地方性的
OK it's the universal and the local
今天我们不能说我们通通在宇宙性的里面而不在地方性的教会的里头
We cannot say that we have to all be in the universal
也因为地方性的教会不是那么完全
Because we know that the local church is not complete.
我们就在里面彼此学习，使我们的生命能够慢慢的有更成熟的长进。
Therefore, we have to learn from each other how we may be able to grow and to mature.
因为时间关系，我们看第二点。
Because of time, let's look at point number two.
为什么参加有形的教？我已经有了查经班的这个活动，我为什么还要参加一个有形的教会
？Why is it that now that I have a Bible study, why do I have to attend a church?
刚才我讲的这个有形的教会跟无形的教会是不一样。
I've talked about the difference between the visible and the invisible church.
对不起，我其实这个东西还是应该再发给你们。这个比较不是那么重要，我就是本来可以画在黑板上。教会的成就就是这个样子。
The organization of church is like this.
在你们的左边这一个六角形的这个东西就是代表刚才你们手上的那个东西。
The six octagonals represent the six things that's been mentioned in this.
对，每一个个人进入到教会。
Each individual enters into the church.
有祷告，就是敬拜的生活。
We have prayer, which is that of worship.
有一个心，就是爱心，就是 koinonia， 就是这个交这个团契。
The heart represents the congregation.
Fellowship.
The fellowship.
那么下面这个圣经呢，是代表 teaching。这个圣经的教导
The Bible represents the teaching
那么外面的这个箭头的出去呢就是代表这个宣道
The arrow going out represents mission
所以跟刚才这个图一样每一个线是代表一个六角形
Every line represents the six sides
那么然后呢就进到教会
They enter into the church
所以这个教会是个有形的
It's a visible church.
是一个本地的，是地方性。
It's a local church.
这也是一个征战中的教会。Church militant.
It's a church militant.
那么另外一张，我想也请你们这个大概两个人一张好不好？你们两个人拿一张这个。
We hope that two people may be able to take one paper.
这跟接下去我讲的有一点有直接关系。
It's very interrelated with what I'm going to talk now.
这里有三个不同的图案。
There are three illustrations here.
这三个图案呢，说明教会与超教派的工作的情形。
It talks about the relationship between the church and the parachurch organization.
一条线是讲教会。
One line talks about the church.
两条线是 parachurch organization, 就是超教派的工作。
The double line are the works of the parachurch organization.
那么这里有三种情形。
There are three illustrations here.
第一种情形呢，就是完全平行。
The first one is they're all parallel to each other.
地方的教会。
The local church.
是，比如说每一条线代表一个教会。
Each single line represents a church.
一条线代表长老会。
The first church represents the Baptist.
Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Very good. 你们记得进行这个长老会英文叫 Baptist， 这样我们就能够合一了 ，OK？ 另外一条线代表卫理公会 Luther。
The other one is Lutheran.
No, Methodist.
Whichever.
另外一条线代表聚会所 Little Flock。
Little flock.
Little flock. Yeah.
Okay. The other line is called the little flock.
小群啊，或者聚会所。那么中间有一些两条线。
The double line is.
这个两条线是什么呢？一个是查经班。
One of them is Bible study.
很多你们知道，你们不要以为说单单学生们才有这个parachurch 这个 organization.
You know, the parachurch organization is not just only specifically for students.
这个我希望现在先讲，等一下我还会说。
I'd like to expand on this a little bit more.
查经班或者团契这种活动，不是单单学生时代的专利。
The activities of the Bible study group or fellowship is not just specifically student age.
Yeah, 你记得这句话，等一下我会解释为什么这样说。
Later on, I'll expand on it a little more.
这个不是正确的态度，这个话，这个关系。
This illustration or this relationship is not very good.
因为你参加了查经班以后，你不参加教会，在整个神的心意里面是错的。
Because it's not the will of God for us to just attend a Bible study group and.
那么第二个呢也不对。
The second one is wrong too.
教会。
There's a church.
它完全跟教会没有关系，它根本不跟它平行，它另外有它的活动，另外有它的一些节目。
They have their own separate activities.
那么我把它画成第三种的图形。
I've illustrated in the third one.
这是。代表有形的地方的教会。
It talks about the visible church.
OK， 有圣公会。
The method.
Anglican Church.
Anglican Church.
Episcopal. 有长老会 ，Baptist Church.
The Baptist Church.
有浸信会 ，Presbyterian.
Don't believe it.
OK， 有很多、啊。等等哈、那么查经班是什么样一个团一个形态呢？
What's the work of the Bible study?
是横的交叉的。
It's cross-sectional.
这个是查经班。
This is Bible study group.
都在一个校园里面。
It's all within.
On one campus.
On one campus.
比如说，我们说这个是 University of Connecticut at Storrs.
Suppose this is the University of Connecticut at Storrs.
在这个查经班里面的成员来自不同的教会的背景。
The congregation of the Bible study all comes from a different background, church background.
有一个弟兄他是从圣公会来的。
One brother comes from that church.
有一个姊妹是从浸信会来 ，Baptist 来的。
One sister comes from the Baptist church.
那么，这些人在校园里面彼此不认识。
They all don't know each other on campus.
他们有一天在 cafeteria 里面一起吃饭。
They just happen to meet each other in the cafeteria.
远远的看见那个人在低头谢饭。
From far away, you see one person bowing his head to pray.
不知道他一定是个基督徒。
You assume that he's a Christian.
所以你就把你的盘子就搬到他那里去。
So you bring your tray over to his table.
然后你就开始跟他讲话。
And you start talking with him.
我刚才看你吃饭，是头痛还是不舒服？
You ask him, did you have a headache when you were just about to eat?
Oh, 他很 embarrassed 说哪里，我是在祷告，因为我是一个基督徒。
You know, he's really embarrassed and confessed that he's a Christian.
哎呀，哈利路亚，赞美主，感谢主，我也是个基督徒。
Hallelujah, I'm a Christian too.
不是说我也头痛，我也是。
It's not that I've got a headache too.
然后他们两个就谈话。
So they start talking.
然后那顿饭吃的特别香，特别甜。
And that meal was very tasteful.
因为他们第一次发现祷告可以不让人家觉得头痛。
Because that's the first time they realized that, you know, praying before the meals does not cause a headache to others.
有人在学校里面吃饭的时候，
Some people when they eat on campus,
不好意思谢饭祷告。
They're embarrassed to pray.
拿了盘子坐下来。
They take their trays and sit down.
在坐下来的过程当中，
And as they sit down,
就偷偷抹一下。
He just does this.
说，耶稣，我谢谢你。
Jesus, I thank you.
那阿门。
Amen.
所以有的时候很孤单，你会有一点害怕。
You know, sometimes you're very fearful.
哇，现在看见另外一个也骂一下脸，好高兴，找到同伴。
And if you see somebody doing the same thing, you feel that he's a Christian too.
所以那天你们吃饭一直谈得很开心。
So during that meal, they were really happy.
欲罢不能。没有办法停止。
Oh, they couldn't stop.
就问他你吃完饭以后有没有课。
You ask him, do you have any classes after lunch?
我三点钟才有课。
So I have a class at 3.
那你呢？
How about you?
我是下午四点才有课。
My last class is at
4. 我们到校园去走一走。
Why don't we walk on campus?
一面走就一面分享属灵的经历。
They share their spiritual experiences.
觉得非常的甘甜。
How sweet it was.
虽然你是圣公会。
Although you're from Anglican background.
虽然我是浸信会。
Although I'm from a Baptist background.
我第一次发现，哎呀，原来彼此之间有那么甜蜜的交通。
That's the first time I've realized that we can have such an intimate sharing.
所以你们在校园里面坐下来。
So you sit down on campus.
你就从口袋里面拿起你一直带在身边的小圣经。
You bring out your small pocket Bible.
就开始一起读经。
You start reading the Bible.
然后就坐下来祷告。
You just sit down and pray together.
祷告完了以后。
After the prayer.
你在祷告里面说，你说感谢主，哎呀，今天那么甘甜，是我读大学最快乐的一天。
In your prayer, you express that it's one of the most happiest days that you've had on campus.
以后有没有时间？
You ask him, do you have time?
我们好不好每一个礼拜三这一段时间，你是三点课，我是四点课，我们就用一个钟头在一起读圣经。
How about if we make an appointment every Wednesday to have an hour of Bible study?
你们以后就定期在一起祷告，一起聚会。
So you decide a time for prayer and worship.
慢慢慢慢，吃饭的时候就开始注意有没有别的人在抹脸。
During meal time, you look out for more people that's wiping their face.
所以慢慢慢慢人数就增加。
And gradually you increase the number.
后来就发现很多的同学。心里面有苦闷。
You realize that a lot of students are very depressed.
为什么神不用我们去向他们传福音？
Why is it that God doesn't use us to preach the gospel to them?
我们不会传福音。
We don't know how.
李牧师又那么忙。
Reverend Lee is too busy.
又请不到他。
We can't even invite.
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
硬着头皮开始觉得应该有负担帮助旁边的人。
Because there's no way out, you feel that you responsible to help them.
一个人的力量很单薄。
The strength of one person is very limited.
所以你就成为一个团体的力量，开始查经班，开始团契。
So as a fellowship, as a group, you start a congregation.
有合一的见证。
You have a testimony of unity.
因为在这个校园里面有很多非基督徒。
Because you know that on campus there are a lot of non-Christian friends.
他从这里看。
He sees from one aspect.
你们基督教怎么搞？
They see what's happened to Christianity.
又有这个会，又有那个会。
You have this denomination, that
denomination. 对，你今天在校园里面。
But then on campus.
你给他们一个正面的见证。
You have a testimony.
我们是合一的。
We are united.
所以我们就成立查经班。
Therefore, we established Bible study group.
这样的开始是一个非常美的一个开始。
This is a very beautiful beginning.
我相信美国的 IV.
I'm sure that all the intervarsity groups.
我相信台湾的校园团契。
All the fellowship groups in Taiwan.
我相信香港的这个学生团契。
I'm sure all the student groups in Hong Kong.
就是这样开始。
Has all this kind of a beginning.
但是慢慢开始以后。
But gradually as they start.
工作多了。
The work is great.
活动也多了。
They increase the activity.
时间的这个限制也多了。
The time is very limited.
就慢慢慢慢就成为独树一帜的一个团体。
Gradually. Taiwan Fellowship.
台大的团契。
The Fellowship in 台大。
他们请的讲员。
The speakers have invited.
就是在这些地方最好的讲员给他请来了。
They've invited the best speakers.
所以这里面听到的这些数字就越提就越高。
So the content of their message is increased.
等到礼拜天他回到教会去。
When they return to church on Sunday,
听自己的牧师讲道,
they listen to their own pastor.
索然无味。
They've lost their taste.
所以呢，他们在教会里面常常就说，我们要请某哥哥、某姐姐来讲道，牧师都没有身份、没有地位。
So they constantly recommend to invite other speakers outside.
这些哥哥姐姐当然，因为他们是一天到晚跟学生在一起，比较了解学生的需要。
We know that these speakers are constantly in touch with these brothers and sisters in the fellowship.
So 因为他们是学生工作的专家。
Because their expertise is student ministry.
但是学生不懂得分辨。
But then the students don't know how to differentiate.
所以开始就不满教会。
So they're dissatisfied with the church.
有一次有个学生来告诉我。
There was one student that came up to me and
说,
said,
李哥哥，我已经没有办法再忍耐了。
Brother Lee, I can't bear it any longer.
我不是脱离这个教会。
I don't want to leave this church.
我不是脱离这个教会这一道路呢。 那我有两条路，一条路就要脱离这个教会。
I only have two ways to go. One is to leave the church.
第二就是要在这个教会里面起革命。Revolution.
Oh, the other one is to cause a revolution in the church.
说我受不了这个教会。I
can't stand this church.
为什么呢？
Why?
我告诉他的理由非常的响亮。他的理由非常对。
His reasons were very correct.
他说，李哥哥，我们在台大团契彼此教导的，我们应该凡事祷告。
Our teaching in the fellowship is to constantly pray.
任何事情我们都应该先祷告再做。
We pray before we do anything.
他说，李哥哥，你根本不知道我们的教会多差劲。
Brother Lee, you don't know what our church is like.
每一次开会，宣布开会也不祷告的。
You know, every time we have a meeting, we don't even pray.
开会就吵架。
We always quarrel during the meetings.
他说李哥，这个教会真是要不得，我没有办法忍耐。
Therefore, I can't stand this church anymore.
所以我非离开不可。
Therefore, I just have to.
你若要我留，
if you want me to stay here,
我就要革命。
I have to cause a revolution.
我说你有没有第三条路？
Did you have a third way out?
我说我相信神给你的是第三条路。
I'm sure that God has given you a third way out.
所以渐渐，这就产生许多的冲突。
So here we can see that there's a lot of
conflict.
Conflict.
事实上，我们已经讲了一天，一堂半。
We've already talked about one and a half.
这个不是神心意里面的永恒的教会。
This is not within the plan.
你知道，在台湾有一个教会，就是从这样发展出来的一个教会。
This was one church that has been an outgrowth of this.
他们本来叫做大专团契。
It's been called.
A fellowship of college students,
a fellowship of college students.
就慢慢慢慢，他们就自己独树一帜，就成立了一个教会，有教会的形态，有教会的活动。
And gradually they've established a church and gone into the church activities.
我跟他们的关系很好。
Their relationship was very good.
我常常在他们那边讲道。
I constantly preach to them in that church.
但一直到现在。
Up to now.
直接的，间接的。
Directly and indirectly.
正面。 反面,
positively and negatively.
当面的, 现在背面,
front and back.
我都告诉他们, 我反对他们成为教会的这一个做法。
I've constantly opposed the way in which they have established themselves to be a
church. 因为照着圣经的启示, 那个根本不是一个教会。
Because according to the revelation of the church, it's
一个 visible, 我说那种 local 的 church。
According to the principles of the Bible, they're not a visible church.
你看约翰写信给约翰一书，写约翰一书给以弗所的教会。
When John was writing his letters to the book to the people in Ephesus,
他里面提出好几种人，你看见没有？
He's mentioned a couple of types of people.
一种人叫做什么？
What's the first type of people?
你们中间做父老的，有父老。 有少年，有小子，有不同年龄的人。
He describes various age groups.
我们讲教会是神的家。
We talk about the church being
家不只是单单讲气氛。
The family of God. We're not talking just about atmosphere.
他也讲到成员。
We're talking about the congregation.
有长有幼。
But there's old people and young people.
这是一个教会的形态。
And that's the content of the church.
OK， 我们讲到这里，我们就稍微把这个图再做一个再更深入的来看它。
Let's go one step further with this illustration.
我为什么反对查经班团契是一个基督徒的过渡时期呢？
Why do I say that the Bible study is just a transition?
我为什么说查经班团契是学生的专利呢？我反对这个说法。
I oppose the way in which people say that this Bible study group is just a student ministry or an expertise of the students.
因为你现在在做学生。
Right now you are students.
你在校园里面看见不同教会里面的弟兄和姐妹。
On campus, you see the brothers and sisters from various churches.
所以你在一起有一个查经，有一个传福音的一个机会。
So you have an opportunity to share with one another and
spread the gospel. 是在那个校园里面。
It's only within that campus.
好，学校毕业了。
After you graduate.
你说这个已经过渡了，我已经不要了。
It's just a transition period. You've already graduated from that.
这跟神的启示大大的冲突。
There's a great conflict between the will of God.
因为你把基督徒的信仰生活把它分成分compartmentalize 把它分成不同的部门
because you've compartmentalized the Christian life
你毕业以后神把你放在一个医院做药剂师
if God places you in a hospital to be a pharmacist
神把你放在 IBM 做一个工程师
if he places you in IBM
神把你放在王安公司做一个职员。
If he places you in one lab.
Okay, 你就可以把这个 store 这个地方改。
You can change stores.
把你医院的名字写在这里。
And place the name of your hospital.
把你公司的名字写在这里。
Name of your company.
然后你上班。
Then you start working.
中午吃饭。
During your lunch break.
同样的故事发生。
The same story is repeated itself.
你发现其他基督徒吃饭以前祷告。
You realize some other Christians pray before they eat their meals.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹。
I like to encourage brothers.
你离开校园以后。
After you leave the campus.
你应该在你的医院。
Oh, you should in your own hospital.
你应该在你的 IBM.
In your own company.
你应该在 GE, 在任何的工作。
In whatever company you are in.
跟那里的基督徒有查经班和团契的生活。
You should have a Bible study life with other colleagues.
所以换句话说，这里有相当多的横的。
So here you can see that there's a lot of launch
parallel lines. 这是医院护士的团契。
The hospital group.
这是工程师的团契。
The company group.
是在同样一个公司里面。
Within the same company.
那么有一些传福音和属灵的追求。
You continue to seek spiritual food and opportunity to spread the word.
所以弟兄姊妹先了解我这个图的这个意义是什么。
So I hope you understand the illustration.
我昨天讲的这个宗派直的这个东西 denominations.
Yesterday I talked about the denominations.
也许你们没有时间去看唐佑智牧师的书。
Maybe you haven't had the opportunity to read Reverend Tan's book.
如果你有机会看，好好的把那一段看一下宗派的来源看一看。
I'd like to recommend you to read the passage about the origin of denominations.
宗派的意思 ，denomination 的意思就是名称的意思，就是一个名称，就是一个a name 或者说一个
denomination just represents a name.
不是 represent 这个字的本来的意思就是一个 name 的意思。
The meaning of denomination just means name.
这宗派英文有两个字。
So denominations in English has two words.
Two words. 一个是 denomination.
One is denomination.
一个是 sect. S-E-C-T.
And the other is a sect.
那么这两个 sect 是什么意思呢
What does sect mean?
Sect 就是宗派如果直译的话就叫宗派 Sect is sect, OK 那么在他那本书里面特别把这两个东西用主耶稣基督当年受法利赛人和撒都盖人反对的这个角度来看是被看为一个 sect
In that book Reverend Tan talks about how the Pharisees and the Sadducees hadSeeing Christianity as a sect.
安提阿的教会里面的一些信徒被称为基督徒，这是一个名称，这是一个 denomination.
When the members of the church at Antioch were called Christians, it was just namely for a namesake.
所以这是一个 denomination.
So it's a denomination.
所以在唐牧师的书里面，他强调这个 denomination 这个东西是合圣经的。
So Reverend Tan emphasizes once over again that denomination is biblical.
这个观念。 我没有看这个书以前，我从来没有。
I didn't have this kind of a concept in my mind before.
这一个月我在准备这个信息的时候
within the past month, as I was preparing this message,
我就检讨这件事，为什么我以前没有想过这件事情
？I was examining why I didn't have this kind of concept.
我没有自卑感。
I don't have any guilty conscience.
我不会说啊，因为他是神学博士，我不是神学博士，所以我想不出这样的事情来。
I don't come up with the excuse that just because he's a theological degree, then I can't think about it.
我想到一件事，也许是我每一个人都有的。
I've thought about one thing which maybe all of you might have come across.
有的时候我们太 defensive.
There are many times in which we are too defensive.
也许我们从一信主到现在，我们就听见很多人攻宗派，攻击宗派。
A lot of times you've heard a lot of people criticize denominations.
宗派是不对。
People say denominations are wrong.
宗派是巴比伦。
Denominations are Babylon.
宗派是神心意以外，是神心意以外的东西。
Denominations are not within the will of God.
我们也没有去衡量，也没有去下定义，到底他说的宗派是什么意思。
Maybe we haven't really examined what denominations really mean.
我们就防御。
Therefore, we just defend ourselves and go backward.
然后我们就真的落在属灵的自卑感里面。
Therefore, we are within the guilty conscience or the inferiority complex of religion.
所以我们一讲到宗派，我们就觉得，这个不好听，不好听。
Therefore, we just step aside when we even talk about denomination.
不知不觉就被那些攻我们是宗派的那一些人，给他们占了很多的便宜。
So we're very defensive, or we're at a very disadvantageous point.
所以每一次跟那些人在一起的时候，我们的自卑感就特别强烈。
Therefore, our inferiority complex just increases when we meet these people.
这是我这一个月来从唐牧师的书讲这个宗派，给我一个很深的一个感受。
That is one of the great impressions that I've gotten from the book of written by Reverend Tan.
我讲到这里，等于是把第二、第三个问题都做了答案，都跟你们回答。
This becomes the solution or the answer to question number 2 and 3.
当然，明年我还会提到教会有问题怎么办的这件事情。
Tomorrow I'd like to talk about the problems within the church.
但是我愿意特别在这里强调。
But today I'd like to emphasize once again.
今天地上的教会有问题，这不是一个反常的现象。
Today the problems that we face in the local church is not extraordinary.
当然我们要有长进。
Of course we have to grow.
但是千万不要以为说，哦，这个教会，尤其是今天很多年轻的弟兄姊妹很容易批评论断。
The problem with a lot of young people are we easily criticize.
我为什么要离开这个教会呢？
Why do I leave this church?
因为它根本不是教会。
Because it's not a church.
哎呀，李哥哥，我在圣经看这个根本不是教会。
Brother Lee, from the biblical point of view, this isn't a church.
我说神从来没有给你这个权柄来判断哪个教会是教会，哪个教会不是教会。
God has never given you this right to judge whether this church is a church or not.
照你的标准。
According to your own standard.
你如果去看启示录第三章。
If you look at
Revelation
chapter 3.
你看老底家的教会。
Look at the church at Laodicea.
你觉得它是一个教会吗？
Do you think that they're a church?
以你现在的标准来看
From your own standard right now.
耶稣都不在里面是个教会吗
If Jesus Christ is not within the church,
耶稣说我在门外叩门呢
Jesus says, behold, I knock at the door.
耶稣在外面吗
Jesus is outside.
根本不在教会的里面
He's not within the church.
那我们说当然老底家不是个教会
Of course, you'll come to the conclusion that the church at Laodicea is not a church.
因为我在里面有很多的活动
You have a lot of activities.
这个教会里面，这个老底家的教会里面有许多的恩赐，有很多的钱财。
The church has a lot of gifts and talents.
把耶稣都丢在外面。
Then they've thrown Jesus Christ out the door.
根本不是个教会。
It's not even a church.
但你不要忘记。
But don't forget.
耶稣告诉约翰。
Jesus Christ told John.
耶稣说的。
Jesus said.
你要写信给老底家的教会。
You are to write to the church at Laodicea.
这是耶稣说的。
This is the words of Jesus.
耶稣说我不在那个里面。
I'm not within that church.
但耶稣说那是老底家的教会。
But then he still says that it's a church at Laodicea.
那么有这样的一个背景。
There's this kind of background.
我们预备讨论明天，预备明天我们要讨论，我们怎么选教会，怎么参与教会，是不是该离开一个教会。
With this background, let's discuss about whether we should attend the church or leave the church tomorrow.
不晓得大家有什么问题没有？我们还有一些时间。
I don't know if you have any questions. There's still some time.
有没有什么问题
？Do you have any questions?
Like in the
现在提到一个问题，就是在台湾，其实不只是在台湾，现在各地都有这个所谓的 local church 地方教会。那么他们非常看重一个真理，就是教会真理。那么吴姊妹问，就是说这样的一种态度我们应该怎么办？他们要我们加入他们教会，脱离原来的宗派或者原来的公会，加入他们的教会。那他的问题是这个。
Okay, the question is with a lot of local churches, especially in Taiwan or in various places, when you want to attend a local church, they emphasize this fact that in order to attend the local church, you have to refute the membership of your original church or of another church in order to attend this local church.
他们有一个前提，他们有一个 presupposition.
Oh, they have this presupposition.
他们就认为只有他们这个教会是正确的，是对的，是。
They believe that their church is the true and the accurate church.
我希望弟兄姊妹不要误会我的意思。我现在没有意思要批评他们，说他们是不对的。我没有这个意思。
I hope that you won't misunderstand me. I don't want to say that they're wrong.
在现在的聚会，就过去的聚会所，我在大学念书的时候，那个时候的聚会所，我有很多很要好的同学朋友、弟兄姊妹是在那个教会里面。
In the days when I was in college, a lot of my own friends have attended that local church.
他们这种非常只此一家别无分号的这一种的态度哈，是他们的一个特点，就是说只有，就是说他们觉得他们的这种 exclusive 的这种看法是他们的特点。
Being exclusive is one of
the uniqueness,
yeah.
你们知道这个台湾的教会聚会所，其实香港的也是一样，在差不多将近18年前，他们有过一次很大的分裂。
18 years ago, the local churches both in Taiwan and Hong Kong had divided themselves.
有一大批他们的同工从里面出来。
A few co-workers came out of that group.
有很多是我们都很熟悉的人。
I'm sure that most of you are familiar with these.
在纽约的林三刚弟兄就是。
Mr. Bellman Lin from New York is one of them.
明年七月要来我们 New England 领这个家庭夏令会的邵真兰牧师也是。
Reverend Sao Zhen Lan is one of those too.
那么这一批的同工们就从聚会所里面出来。
These co-workers came out of the local church.
邵真兰弟兄说了一句我叫做名言。邵，他讲了一句一句话。
Brother Saul said one thing.
他从聚会所出来的时候，他就跟原来他所看不起、攻击的这些工会，跟这些教派里面的这些弟兄姊妹有来往。
He started when he came out of the local church. He started to have some contact with those people's some brothers and sisters from the other denominations.
他告诉我说
，He told me and said.
他说原来聚会所以外还有弟兄姐妹。
I didn't know that besides the local church, there were some other brothers and sisters.
后来他跟校园传奇一些同工在一起有交通。
Later on, he had some time of fellowship.
他说了第二句话。
He said the second word.
他说原来在聚会所以外还有同工。
I didn't know that outside of the local church, there were other co-workers.
所以换句话说，他本来在聚会所里面的时候。
In other words, when he was within that local church.
他根本不承认他们教会以外还有弟兄同工，就根本不要讲。
He did not acknowledge the fact that there were other brothers and sisters outside of that church.
对于他们来讲，他们想走绝对的路。
They wanted to go on the absolute way.
我承认绝对是狭窄的，没有错。
I know that the absolute way is very narrow.
但是呢，他们那样的唯我独尊，在圣经里面，在整个神的启示上面，我觉得这是一个很可惜的地方。
But being so exclusive and being so unique is something that's very pitiful.
感谢主，那一批从那里出来的这一些同工们，现在他们的态度跟以前很不一样。
But we just want to thank God that the attitude of these people that came out has been very different.
我就举林三刚弟兄的例子。
For example, I'd like to give an example of Brother Bellman Lin.
以前他们在聚会所是说绝对不会请非聚会所的传道人去讲道。
They would never invite some speakers outside of their own denomination.
但是最近这些年来，我们看见 他们这个观念已经大不相同。
But then recently they've really changed this policy.
但是我们要小心一种属灵的骄傲。
But then we have to be very careful of our spiritual pride.
我们要小心这种属灵的骄傲带出来一种错误的一种排他性。一种 exclusiveness.
We should not use the spiritual pride to become an exclusive group.
我没有立场，没有地位，没有身份，说他们对还是错。
I have no position to say whether they're right or wrong.
但是我觉得，如果这一种态度有属灵的骄傲的这种态度，我只能够说是一个很可惜的事情。
But then I can only say it's very pitiful if we have some spiritual pride within ourselves.
这些年来，我非常谨慎小心。防止这一种属灵的骄傲。
So recently in my own personal life, I've really tried to control the spiritual pride.
我非常小心，不让弟兄姊妹走入这种自我中心的这种属灵的观念。
And I've tried to prevent or to admonish other brothers and sisters not to go in that road of self-centeredness.
所以一般来讲，我跟那样的教会的弟兄姊妹，如果他们愿意跟我交通，我愿意跟他们交通，但是大概他们都不太愿意跟我们交通。
I'm willing to have fellowship with these brothers and sisters, but I'm pretty sure that they're not willing to share with me.
我尊重他们。
I accept or respect their position.
他们尊不尊重我是他们的事情。
Whether they respect me or not is their matter.
这是我个人的态度。
That's my own personal viewpoint.
也许这是因为我过去有十几年在所谓 interdenominational 的背景里面所出来的一个态度是这样的。
Maybe my attitude has been shaped by the 14 years that I've been with interdenominational groups.
那么有些传道人不是这样。
Some pastors are not like that.
他们非常看重 denominationalism, 就是这个宗派主义，他们觉得这是对的。
They emphasize a lot on denominations.
Yeah. 还有那什么问题？我们的姊妹问的问题是这样，就他其实我刚才也提了，就是说我们在查经班的节目、查经班的活动比较吸引我们同年龄的所谓 peer group。那么到礼拜堂呢，讲台又没有什么太好的供应。那么而且还有一个因素，可能是时间的因素，时间的因素，请我在学校又有活动，然后又功课很重，我就比较没有时间参与在这个教会，怎么办
？Okay, the question is, the Bible study group seems to offer a lot of activities that attracts a lot of our age group or peer group, but then it seems that within the church it doesn't seem to meet their needs, or you know, the membership within the church comparatively is a lot lower than the Bible study group. What might be some reasons for that?
我提两个答案。
I'd like to give two solutions.
第一个是观念的问题。
The first is concerning our own perspective.
我也希望大家有一个正确的观念。
I hope that you may be able to have an accurate perspective.
这个观念是一个很重要的一件事情。今天很多人不看重这个观念的问题，我觉得很可惜。
We have to put a lot of emphasis on our own perspective.
观念一错误以后，可能会影响你的灵性，可能影响你的服事。
If you have one misconception, it can influence your whole attitude towards service.
有的人说我爱主就够了。
Some people say loving the Lord is enough.
爱主够，观念不够，有的时候神也不能用你。
Loving the Lord.Not only is sufficient to serve the Lord.
我举一个例子。
For example,
彼得
Peter
爱主
loves the Lord,
真爱主
really loves the Lord.
三次公开的宣称他爱主比一切都更深。
Three times he confessed that he loves the Lord more than anything.
被主用到处做传福音初期教会的这个传福音的先锋。
He was the spiritual leader of the early church.
到使徒行传第十章。
In Acts 4,
主不能用他。
God cannot use him.
主要用他，但是他不能用。
God wanted to use him, but he couldn't be used.
因为他观念错了。
Because his conception was
wrong. 他不肯被主用。
He didn't want to be used. He loved the Lord.
他真爱主。
He really loved.
肚子饿了还上楼顶上祷告，你看他爱不爱主？
He went up onto the roof even when he was hungry.
他真的爱主，但是中午这个该吃饭了，他还到屋顶上去守他的午正的这个祷告会。
Even when it was noontime, he even let go of his lunch and went up to the roof to pray.
神要用他，但不能用他。
God wanted to use him, but he couldn't use him.
神要用他向外邦人哥尼流传福音。
He wanted to use him to preach to Cornelius.
我跟外邦人从来没有瓜葛来往。
Peter said, I've had no relationship with the Gentiles.
耶稣在那里对付他的观念，不是对付他的爱主。
At that time, God did not deal with his love for God, but he dealt with his perspective.
所以这个观念是很重要。
So our perspective has to be very important.
我们要接受教导，我们才能够有正确的观念关于主再来。
We have to have a good perspective or the right perspective concerning the second coming before we can learn.
所以刚才你问的问题呢，我这几天三天就希望慢慢给大家有一个正确的观念。
So within the 3 days, I'd like to give you the right perspective.
那么对我来讲，我在过去十几年在学生工作当中。
Within the 14 years of student ministry.
我自己是在学生工作。
I am in the student ministry.
我把教会的活动和工作鼓励学生看成 top priority. 如果说侍奉。
I encourage brothers and sisters to consider their church service as top priority.
比如台大团契。
For example, the Tai Tai Fellowship.
他们同工来找我，我做他们的辅导。
Co-workers asked me because I'm their advisor.
他们说，黄瑞芬，是我们想请她做主席的一个姊妹。
We'd like to ask Rayfen to be our chairman.
那么，但是现在有一个问题。
But then there's one problem.
她在教会里面，她也是祝道会或者是查经班这个团契的主席。
She's also the chairman of another church.
我一直。遵守这个原则，也鼓励校园团契每一个同工遵守这个原则。
I have this one policy that he makes all the co-workers follow.
一个人不能同时做两个团契的主席。
One person cannot be the chairman for two organizations.
实在时间不许可。
Time is limited.
精力也不许可。
Energy wise.
在这种情形之下。
Under these circumstances.
我坚持要这个姊妹回教会做主席。
I want this sister to go back to the church and be the chairman in the church.
那是我在做学生工作的时候的态度。
That's my attitude when I was in the student ministry.
现在我比较少讲这个话。
Right now I don't say too much of that.
因为我是教会的牧师。
Because I'm the pastor of the church.
因为我这样讲变成，当然你是这样讲，因为你是牧师。
Because this would become a natural excuse because he's the pastor of the church.
所以在我们教会里面，我并不拦阻，甚至有的时候鼓励，如果放这个人，让他去团契当主席。我现在变成这样的一个态度，鼓励他。如果他对那方有负担呢？
I really rather let go of the sister to serve in the fellowship.
这是一个观念的问题。
This is a matter of our own perspective.
因为教会的活动跟团契的活动基本上是不一样，功用是不一样。
It's true that the activities and the needs or the needs that we supply for the Bible study and the church is very different.
你在这里所碰到的都是跟你同样年龄的问题。
We know that.These people that you meet are, you know, members of your own peer group.
但是你在这里所学到的一些东西是在这里面得不到的。
But something that you learn from the church is something you cannot learn from the Bible study.
你在这里没有年长的人可以学习去服侍他。
From this group, from the Bible study group, you don't have any older people from
which you can learn. 你在这里有年长的人可以学习服侍他。
At the church, you have some older people that you can serve.
这里没有儿童给你来做，帮助的对象。
In the Bible study, you don't have any children that you can help.
这里有儿童做你帮助的对象。
In the church, you have some Sunday school students.
而在这个服事里面，有很多多方面的这个学习是这里面没有的。
In the church, there's a lot of things that you can learn that you cannot learn in the Bible study.
那么人比较自私。
Man is very self-centered.
也比较短视。
Short-sighted too.
那么所看到的就是比较是 peer group 的需要。
We just focus upon the needs of
the peer group. 但神要训练我们成为一个平衡的人。
But then God wants us to be a very well-balanced person.
神要训练我们成为一个成熟的人。
He wants us to be mature.
所以我在说这样的一个侍奉是这样的一个侍奉的补充，但是不能代替这样的一个侍奉。
Therefore, the service in the church cannot replace our service in the Bible study.
当然在这里面听到的道会比这里听到的道更对你有直接的帮助。
Maybe the messages that you hear in the Bible study has a direct, more direct help to you than in the church.
因为我刚才说这里的讲员都是比较了解年轻人。
Because we know that these speakers, know these young people.
这个牧师根本不了解年轻人。
The pastor really doesn't know.
他讲到慢吞吞的。
He talks very slowly.
而且重复再重复。
Repetitious.
我们。根本不要听你这样子这个慢思条理的道。
We just don't want to listen to this kind of message.
你要学习。
You have to learn.
你要学习尊重老年人的需要。
You have to learn to respect the needs of the older generation.
所以你一定要在教会里面听到。
Therefore, you have to go to the church to listen.
学习怎么样体贴老年人。
To learn how to be concerned and to care for these older people.
学习许许多多你在这里学不到的功课。
To learn a lot of lessons that you cannot learn in the Bible.
那么第二个方面，除了观念以外，
secondly,
就是时间的管理很重要。
It's a matter of time.
我觉得今天有很多的人不会管时间。
A lot of people do not manage their time very well.
我一直盼望在一些查经班鼓励他们预备一个特别的题目，就是 how to manage 他的时间。
I like to encourage our Bible study groups to have a workshop concerning how to manage your time.
神给二十四小时是公平的。
God gives you each 24 hours, which is very fair. 那你说我没时间。You say I don't have time.
你好好的回家，把你的每一天的时间做一个检讨。
You should go home and examine every minute that you spend.
在台湾，我有四年的时间训练校园传奇的同工。
I had 10 years to train.
Four years
to train the coworkers.
我给他们一个事情。
I gave them one thing.
给他们一张纸头。
I give them a piece of paper.
你要他们把每一天所发生的事情通通登记下来。
I want them to record everything that happened during the day.
半小时一个 unit.
Half an hour as a unit.
然后他们每一个礼拜交给我一张那个东西。
And every week they have to report that paper to him.
现在在我们教会。
In our church right now,
也有人现在做这样的事情。
There are people who've been doing things like this.
每一个礼拜给我一张他的时间表。
Every week they give him his time schedule.
然后我就看。
I look at it.
他们有没有够时间有娱乐的生活？
Do they have
entertainment?
Time for entertainment.
到底他们一个礼拜花多少时间看电视
？How much time do they spend watching TV?
根本没有，不够，一定要看电视。我叫他写下来。
They usually don't come up with any time for TV, so I encourage them to watch TV.
我要弟兄姊妹过一个 balanced 的生活。
I want all of you to lead a balanced life.
Okay, 这是不是开玩笑哈？
This is just laugh.
我看了这个单子以后
，When I look at this paper,
弟兄姊妹每一个人在我面前都头都低下来，都不好意思。
Everybody just bows their head before me.
不是没有时间。
It's not that they don't have time.
是不会用时间。
It's that they don't use their time effectively.
我们聚会花好多时间哦。
We spend so much time at the meeting.
你想想看，你聚会到底花多少时间
？Just imagine how much time you spend at the
meeting. 7:30开始聚会。
7:30 you start.
9:30散会。
9:30 it ends.
奇怪，9:30到11:00我在干什么
？What am I doing between 9:30 and 11?
美其名叫做在 fellowship 交通。
Quote unquote fellowship.
是有很多人用那个时间有很好的交通，不错。
True, some people use this time to have very good fellowship.
很多时候在那里浪费时间。
But a lot of people are just wasting their time.
在教会里面，我不讲查经班，教会里面就是这些所谓交通的时间，闹出很多的麻烦。
Just quote unquote, the time of fellowship causes a lot of problem within the church.
没话讲，要找话讲，对不对？
You don't have anything to say, but you just find something to say.
你要找话讲，一定要找事情来讲。
If you want to say something, you have to find something.
事情一定跟人有关系。
And some things to talk about concerns people.
所以很多很多的话。
And you keep on blabbing.
到最后你说我没有时间。
And you say you don't have time.
你根本在浪费时间。
You're just wasting your time.
所以这个时间的管理学是一个很重要的一门功课，是每一个基督徒要过 disciplined life 的时候一定要学的。
It's a lesson that we all have to learn how to manage our time, and that requires a lot of discipline.
你会等你写下来以后，你会发现你的时间真是有很多东西浪费的，简直是。出人意料之外。
You know, when you examine your own sheet, you can really see how much time you've wasted.
有人家里面有一些电视的这种游戏。
Some people have those electronic games.
你如果把每一天的时间算一算，你花多少时间在上面
？Just examine how much time you spend on.
你会非常 surprise.
You'll be very surprised.
你坐下来，only one game.
You just say only one game.
Atari.
Atari.
打了。就一坐下来，一下就两个钟头，很快就过去。
You know, 2 hours just goes by very fast.
我们都是过来人。
All our times are wasted.
我们也是正在其中受苦的人。
And we're suffering.
Yeah, 所以我希望大家注意这个时间的问题。
So I hope that you can emphasize
学习管理时间。
Learn to manage your time.
Yeah, 也许我就暂时回答到这里。还有没有
？Any more？
还有三分钟。
3 more minutes。 The question is, if the church does not have a pastor, can it still be considered a church?
教会的条件，这个牧师不是一个必要的条件，这是什么？是一个，应该怎么讲？是不是充分条件？不是一个必要条件，不是一个必然的事情。不是必然需要一个牧师。
It's not critical. It's not a very important criteria for a church to have a pastor.
但是在教会里面会有领导的人，会有 leader.
But then within a church, there is always a spiritual leader.
有些教会他没有牧师。
Some churches don't have a pastor.
他叫做长老。
They call them elders.
有的也不叫长，就叫某弟兄。但是他是负责人。
Some people don't even call him by the name of pastor. Calls him by a brother, but he's the leader.
所以不在乎牧师的职分的这个地位。
But regardless of whether you occupy the position of pastor.
但是有牧师的职分。
But then you have that title office.
所以有牧师没有牧师不能构成说是教会不是教会，不是说现在牧师走了，这个教会就要解散，不是这个。
You cannot use the criteria of whether if you have a pastor or not to determine whether this is a church or not.
但是每一个教会需要有神的仆人在那里。
But that every church should have a servant of God.
是比较站在领导，在属灵的领导的地位。
And that he might be able to spiritually lead the group.
也许是那个教会一个比较年长的一个弟兄。
Maybe it might be an older brother.
也许他有个职分的名字，不叫牧师，叫长老。
Maybe he doesn't have the name of a pastor, but can be called as an elder.
有的也许是知识会的主席。
Maybe somebody might be the chairman of the deacons.
总有一个人比较多打理教会的属灵的事务。
There should be at least one person that is able to lead in spiritual matters.
我就是简单这样回答。我相信也许你的问题有更多里面的 implication， 不过我想以后有机会再谈。
Maybe I'd like to expand more with you later.
因为时间的关系，我们停到这里，刚好12:30。